Of all the agencies contacted for this story, one message was especially clear. We're still open and our services are available, and also in Spanish.
Para todas nuestras familias de la comunidad Latinx, no están solas.
Jenny Lopez is the Latina Program Director for the 30th Judicial District Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Alliance. The Haywood County-based organization serves the state's seven westernmost counties.
So our biggest message to our community, to our Latinx community, is that they are not alone. We have the resources. And we are working really hard with other local agencies.
Lopez says reaching out to undocumented individuals amidst the stay-at-home order poses significant challenges. Since groups of more than 10 people are banned, churches aren't doing weekly services, community centers are closed, Lopez says she's worried survivors of domestic violence feel forced to stay in abusive situations because they fear the social safety net has disappeared. It's a similar scenario playing out in Buncombe County.
Our commitment is that we will do everything we can to make sure that a person never has to sleep another night in an abusive home.
April Burgess Johnson is the executive director of Helpmate Domestic Violence Services in Asheville. The nonprofit has had to quickly pivot to find shelter for survivors. Because of social distancing, the number of beds has been reduced by more than half, since individuals now aren't able to share a room. Burgess Johnson says from mid-March to mid-April, requests for shelter jumped 44% and calls to the hotline rose 17%. She says the largest spike was during those first 2 weeks, with shelter requests increasing 225% over the week before.
It looks like some folks who needed to escape early in the crisis have done so, or else that people are just so scared that they're hunkering down and hoping for the best.
Buncombe County and the Dogwood Health Trust have together committed $35,000 to make up the difference to fund an auxiliary shelter. But even after social distancing guidelines are eased, Burgess Johnson says the worst may still yet to be seen.
I am really concerned about the rates of unemployment that we have right now and the stress that that's putting on families, because we know that produces a powder keg where domestic violence related death is more likely to occur.
That's because one of the factors that increases the risk of homicide from domestic violence is whether the abusive partner is unemployed. The City of London has already seen this grim scenario play out. Domestic violence related homicides there have doubled during the pandemic. And agencies that counsel and support survivors of domestic violence point to those factors, like unemployment, to help them assess their current situation and empower them to leave. But with a safety net that's increasingly less visible, agencies fear victims are staying put. Angelica Wind leads the Asheville-based organization Our Voice.
Already being in this country undocumented and the anti-immigrant climate that often exists across our communities, that in itself is traumatic. And then you add this other piece where your community support systems are being compromised because you are being told that you should no longer congregate, right? And that you should stay at home. And so that's even more isolating.
In the midst of the pandemic, Our Voice has continued to offer free counseling, crisis support, and case management. But Wynn says for survivors who are undocumented, assistance like food stamps or government stimulus checks aren't waiting on the other side.
While the nation is doing the best it can in creating safety nets around filing for unemployment and all these other things, we can't lose sight on the fact that if you're undocumented in this country, you don't have access to those programs.
Wind worries that those living in violent situations are making the choice to stay because they feel they have no other choice. She and the other providers in Western North Carolina stress to survivors there is help available, even in these uncertain times. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.